Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number 40, chapter 40, which is the book of Malachi. The objectives are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the book of the author of the book of Malachi, identify to whom the book of Malachi was written, state the purpose for the book of Malachi, write the key verse of the book of Malachi from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Malachi. The author of the book is Malachi, and it was written to Israel, and the purpose was to call the nation to repentance and return to righteousness. Your key verse is found in chapter 2, verse 2. And the life and ministry principle are that repentance or attitude plus returning, which is action, equals restoration. Now, both attitude, repentance from sin, and action, which is returning to God, are necessary for forgiveness, restoration to righteousness before God. And our main character is Malachi. So for outline, we have the introduction, which is in Roman numeral number 1. Point A, we have the messenger. Point B, the message, and C, the recipient of the message. Point number D, we have God's love for Israel, that's still in chapter 1, and we have Esau and Jacob, and point number 2, we have God and Edom. Roman numeral number 2, we have a message to the priests, it's still in chapter 1. Point number A, we have their neglect in religious duties, still in chapter 1. Point number 1, worthlessness of sacrifices. 2, better to shut the temple than engage in worthless worship. 3, superior service among Gentiles. 4, weariness in worship. 5, the curse of God. And then in point number B, we go into chapter 2, their faulty teachings of the law. Point number 1, the covenant with Levi and the ideal priest. And 2, the apostate priest and their disgrace. Roman numeral number 3, we have the message to the Jewish nations. That's still in chapter 2. And point number A, we have a charge of treachery. Point number B, warning of judgment. Point number 1, their questions. Point number 2, as we go into chapter 3, we have God's refining fire. 3, purification of the priest and people. 4, God does not change. In Roman numbers, or point number C, which is also still chapter number 3, we have a call to repentance. Point number 1, we have the people's unfaithfulness and God's curse. In point number 2, we have God's reward for the respect and faithfulness. Point number D, we have divine indictment for sin, still in chapter number 3. Point number 1, we have the complaint. And point number 2, we have the separation of the righteous from the wicked. And then number 3, we have, it goes into chapter number 4, we have the utter destruction of the wicked. And 4, the exaltation and glorification of the righteous. Then we go into Roman numeral number 4, which is the concluding warning. That's chapter 4. Point number A, keep the law of Moses. And B, look for the second coming of Jesus. And that's it for this lesson and for this course. So go ahead, do your chapter self-tests, and then go ahead and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.